makes me think of when I was in college. I went to Central Missouri State University. I was a broadcast and film major. And this girl who was dating one of the guys in my fraternity, she was an advertising major. And she had to come up with this whole ad campaign, and she picked Sea-Doo. And she needed a radio commercial produced. And at the time, I was working for a radio station when I would go back home, and I still had a key to the station, and I had access to all their editing equipment. So I wrote and produced a radio spot for Sea-Doo, and I used this song as the music bed. And I'm going to pat myself on the back here. Her teacher accused her of taping it off the radio and not having it made. I know you're proud of me, Matt Rosh.
Did you strain your back there?
I did. I'm now going to be on the 10-day DL.
All right, yeah. Just like those wimpy athletes.
Just like those wimpy baseball players. I did that for you, Nate. Getting a thumb up from Nate Shaw here. What's up? I told you, man. Go to Google and type in strange baseball injuries. You're going to have the time of your life. Speaking of baseball, the Cardinals are in Colorado, Denver more specifically, to take on the Rockies in a weekend series. As Matt Rocchio said in his sports update, that Stephen Piscotty has been a late scratch. There has been a family emergency, which is never good, and that maybe could explain why he hasn't been playing as well since coming off the DL. Not looking to make an excuse for the guy, but that could be the case. I mean, you everybody knows what that's like. If you've got some kind of illness in the family that you're not really talking about, it can weigh on you, worrying about it all the time. How could you not? Especially like if it's a parent or grandparent, spouse, sibling, whatever. So Randall Grichuk is going to be in the lineup now for the Cardinals. And this morning on the morning after, they had on Jim Bowden, who is now a co-host. He's now the co-host of SiriusXM's Inside Pitch on the MLB Network radio. And he had this to say about Randall Grichuk, who we talked about last night.
In my 16 years of a GM, if you go back and look at what I failed on the most, it was guys like Grichuk. It was staying with guys that didn't have the hit tool too long. It was falling in love with all the tools that they have, because Grichuk can run, he's got a great arm, he's got great power. Grichuk isn't going to hit. Like, he doesn't have the hit tool, it's not going to come. He may make adjustments and get better, but he's not going to hit, to answer your question. And to play a corner, I need a guy that's going to hit, and he's not going to do that. So, you know, at some point they'll figure out he's a fourth outfielder, and that's what he is. And it's nothing against him. He's a great kid. I love his swag. You know, I think he's a great guy, really doing them. And the tools are such a tease.
That's Jim Bowden this morning on the morning after talking about Randall Grichuk. And I'm kind of leaning towards his side on this with Grichuk. I think he is more of a fourth outfielder than he is as a starter. And I said before the season started, when Jose Martinez was swinging a hot bat and looking like he was going to take some playing time away from somebody in the outfield, I said it was going to be Randall Grichuk. It wasn't going to be Dexter Fowler, who you just gave a bunch of money to, and the other one is Stephen Piscotty, and he's better than Stephen Piscotty is better than what Randall Grichuk is. I think we can all agree on that. Even though Piscotty hasn't been that great, he's better than what Randall Grichuk is. That's why he got the contract. But Randall Grichuk's got to prove that he belongs as a starting major league outfielder, in my opinion. He hasn't done that yet. Now, this is his third full season. But maybe Jim Bowden's onto something here. Like, how long can the Cardinals afford to be patient with him? I know you said last night, Rocchio, that you're willing to be a little more patient with him than what he appears to be. I'm thinking that the way that you see Max Sierra play, maybe Randall Grichuk is part of a larger trading piece. Maybe they trade him for somebody like Evan Longoria, or maybe another bat. There's some other bats that are out there that Jim Bowden talked about this morning on the morning after.
We know that Ryan Braun is one guy that's been mentioned, but of course he has 10-5 rights. I would think even though I think California would be his choice. I do think he would waive the no trade if he had a chance to go to St. Louis, and we know he's going to be available. The Blue Jays keep telling people that even if they don't get back in the race, they're not going to move Josh Donaldson. But I do think Donaldson would be a good fit. Of course, that would mean Jerko would have to move to second base, but I think he's a guy that could get out there and could become available at some point.
I think Josh Donaldson is an intriguing process, or the Josh Donaldson trade, I think that's kind of intriguing, but I don't think there's any way that they trade, make a trade for Josh Donaldson and probably not include Jed Jerko at this point, the way Jed Jerko's been swinging a bat. I would imagine the Blue Jays are going to want Jed Jerko over someone like Colton Wong, because they're going to need somebody else to play third base, and Jed Jerko's already proved that he can do that. And Ryan Braun, why would you want Ryan Braun at this point?
Yeah,
could you imagine the reception that he would get
at
Busch
Louis
Stadium if they
fans.
Traded for him?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go too well if you trade for Ryan Braun.
Have a text coming in from the 618. Why is Pham not in the lineup day after day? And I'm with you, 618. I asked that last night, too. I have no idea why Tommy Pham is not in the lineup every single night. I understand that he is very injury prone, and that's kind of been his bugaboo, aside from his vision problems. But I have no idea why Tommy Pham is not in the lineup every single night.
I can't tell you. I mean, you want to talk about all the different comments he's made. I mean, beyond maybe, like I said yesterday, that's the only explanation I can come to, the one I had yesterday. And again, because of certain comments he's made in the past, I don't even know if that's a legitimate, you know, stance to take with Mike Matheny.
Well, I mean, like, this even goes back to last year. It was either last year or 2 years ago when nobody on the Cardinals team was hitting, and Tommy Pham was knocking the cover off the ball. And the only way that he was going to be put in was during pitch hitting. That was it. I don't understand Mike Matheny. I don't understand him at all. But I would like to see if the Cardinals made the trade for Josh Donaldson, the only reason why I would not like that, because then it ruins my dream of them getting Manny Machado. And I want Manny Machado so bad. I'm with Bob Nightingale on that one. I hope he comes here. And if he does come here and he does sign a big contract, that everybody who says that Mo doesn't spend money and the Cardinals don't spend money, they can shut the bleep up. Won't be able to say that then if they sign Manny Machado.
Yeah, I mean, like I said yesterday, either everyone's going to be able to sit back and I told you so when they don't get Machado, or they're going to come out, get Machado, and then a lot of people who have blamed them for not, you know, going above and beyond to guarantee the fact that they would get some of these guys, whether it be continuing to push your bid for David Price or Luis Robert, those people might look a little dumb if they do pull off the Machado move, because I think if they do pull it off, they'd have some argument to say, hey, listen, for this kind of contract, there's a reason we sat back for a couple of years. And even with the money they have, I could understand that.
I can too. And we kind of talked about this a little bit briefly yesterday. I'm wondering what kind of pitch that they're taking to some of these players, some of these free agents. Like, how are they pitching? Are they pitching the money and the organization? And are they expecting, like, these players to come in and, you know, are they pitching baseball heaven in a sea of red and, you know, the success of the organization, and that's why you should take less money than this other team's offering you, because that may have worked for you in the past? I don't know if that's going to work for you now, not in this day and age. I'm just wondering if that's the case. I remember a couple years ago when LaMarcus Aldridge was the big free agent in the NBA, and he met with the Lakers. And LaMarcus Aldridge lives like in Huntington Beach, Southern California. And you know what the Lakers did? The Lakers took LaMarcus Aldridge around Los Angeles and showed him the beach. He lives there. He knows what the beach looks like. Why would you do that if you're the Lakers? Take him to Staples Center, put him at center court, point to all the banners and say, don't you want one of those? Speaking of banners, I saw this on Facebook and I laughed hysterically. Bleacher Report is really getting funny. And they had this video of the Boston Celtics raising a banner and it said, congratulations on not getting swept.
Saw that video. That's pretty good.
I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, 2017 banner. We didn't get swept.
Didn't get swept. That is hysterical.
It's kind of the state. Yeah.
Thank
state
you.
Of that, the that, it's the state that, of the NBA.
That applause is for you, Bleacher Report. Barstool Sports.
It's all your fault, Kevin Durant.
It is his fault. Barstool Sports, they had a great tweet, too, saying that Philadelphia coaching legend Chip Kelly is signing a deal with ESPN to be a NFL and college football analyst. Now, that's funny, too.
That's probably one of my favorite follows on Twitter is Barstool
Sports. Barstool Sports,
Sports?
Oh, yeah. The funniest thing I've seen all day, and I posted it on the TMA fan pin, is the exchange that these two guys had on Twitter with Tommy Lahren. And Tommy Lahren talking about impeaching. How are you going to impeach him if he's not your president? And one gentleman saying that, well, it's Congress that impeaches, not citizens. You know, maybe if you actually study politics instead of half-baked race issues, you would know that. And some guy calls out that guy saying, oh, you and your 7,000 followers really burned her there. And that guy said, she's not going to bleep you, Daryl. That was hysterical. Because there's no comeback for that. Might as well just delete your account.
That's an account deleting
comment. Yeah, delete your account, start over tomorrow. Got another text coming in from 618. Take Machado to Miss Kitty's in Washington Park. Let him smell what we have to offer, and it's a done deal. That's from Nate out there in the green room.
Are you telling me the East Side is not currently part of their pitching efforts? Are you serious right now? They're slacking. Then I now understand why every B-fib is angry.
Okay, have you been to the East Side lately?
Never been in my entire
life. Define lately.
I would say in the past, 24 months.
No.
Okay. You've never been.
Been rough since 2015?
What's that?
Been rough since 2015?
Okay, I went, I would say it was about a year ago, maybe a little over, maybe not quite a year ago. Maybe it was back in the fall. Me and Boom Boom went. Scotty Gherkin, he and I went. We went to go see a band at Pops, and we're like, well, while we're here, we might as well. Like, if you're in Michigan, you might as well visit Wisconsin. So we go there, and yeah, it's rough now, the ballet. I don't remember it being that rough.
So I've driven through St. Louis. I've never been to a strip club before in my entire life.
Never?
Never.
Wow. Night when the show's over on a Friday night, Giamatti, you and I, me, you, and The Rock, we're gonna hit the ballet.
That'd be a good time.
I am out.
No, you're not. You're going. You're driving.
Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to. He's wow, booked. Look at that. I have stuff to do.
You
look
don't
at,
have anything
look
to do.
At all these Fridays.
Who are you fooling?
I have all these plans. Just
you had. Stop it. We
look,
know you don't have
look,
plans.
Look, I can show you my iCalendar now. There's a little dot under every single Friday. It means I have something booked that day.
No, it doesn't.
Look at this. Wow.
No, it doesn't.
I used to deliver pizza, so I got plenty of ones.
16th, 23rd, 30th.
Look, don't it's, you want to see Giamatti make it rain?
Okay, yes. Then that's convincing I need. Right.
You know you want to see Giamatti let's make it rain.
This.
Stop
all right,
it.
Let's make it happen.
We're going to plan it during the commercial break.
1,000% in.
This is from Nate from the Green Room. Once again, John's missing out on some hot C-section scars.
Oh, go to break.
Would the C-team be in tonight or would it
go
be the A-team?
Tonight you would think it would be the A-team. It's Friday night.
I don't think there is an A-team anymore.
It depends on which one you go to. Like, some are worse than others.
Well, there's some nice ones, and there's some just total bleeples, right?
Yeah, there are. There are some that are really, really bad. There's some that are, like, scary. We're not going to take you to the scary ones. No, we can't do that to you. Let's take a commercial break. Final segment of the night. Final segment of the week coming up next.
Here we come,
Flint. You're listening to That 590 Show. We rate strip clubs right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HG2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.